It took just a little food coloring and a lot of work to make the Play-Doh colorful. My hands are sore now.
Just a little bit of food coloring goes a long way, just like sharing the gospel. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Did you know that when you tell others about Jesus, it's a really big deal? Even short conversations about God can make a big difference. Jesus compared the kingdom of heaven to yeast, which is one of the ingredients in bread. Even a tiny amount makes the bread rise and become fluffy and delicious. In the same way, God wants you to do your part to help others know more about Him. So, do you have friends or family that don't believe in Jesus? If so, why not share the good news with them? Every little bit makes a big difference. Our story today is entitled, A Little Food Coloring and a Lot of Work. When Mia and Liam entered Grandma's kitchen, Grandma was stirring something in a kettle on the stove. "What are you making, Grandma?" asked Mia. "It smells weird." "I'm making Play-Doh for my Sunday school kids," Grandma replied. "Would you like to help?" "Yes," the twins both exclaimed. They watched as Grandma dumped a mound of plain white dough onto the kitchen counter and divided it into two parts. "That Play-Doh color looks kind of boring," said Mia, frowning. "That's what you're going to help me with," Grandma said. She squirted two drops of red food coloring into one batch of dough and a little blue coloring in the other. Then she placed each part in a plastic bag and zipped it shut. "One for each of you," she said, holding out the sealed bags. "Start kneading. The bags will protect your hands from getting stained by the food coloring." Mia picked blue and Liam took red. As they squished the warm dough around inside the bags, streaks of color began to work their way through the white dough. "Are you sure there's enough food coloring in this?" asked Mia doubtfully. "Just keep working at it, and eventually the color will work all through the dough," said Grandma. "It's like the parable Jesus told about a woman who mixed only a little bit of yeast into her big batch of bread dough." "Did she have enough yeast?" Liam asked. "Yes," said Grandma, "but it took a lot of work to get it mixed all through the dough." "Telling people about Jesus is kind of like that, isn't it?" said Liam thoughtfully. "It takes work to spread the good news of salvation and time for people to accept it." "A lot of work," Mia groaned. "My hands are getting tired." "Yes, but don't forget it's really God who does the work of changing people's hearts," said Grandma. "But He wants us to join Him in His work. As we tell people about Jesus and show them His love, we're helping spread the good news of salvation throughout the world." "And the results are worth it," Liam said as he held up his bag of red Play-Doh. "It looks so much better now," Mia exclaimed. Grandma smiled. "Just like a life that's been changed by Jesus." So, how about you? Do you know that God is inviting you to join Him in His work of bringing people to Jesus? How might you help do that? Well, you could share a devotional like this one with someone who doesn't know Him as their Savior, or introduce a friend to your favorite Christian music. These may seem like small steps, but over time, God can use them to make a big difference in people's lives. Our key verse is Galatians 5:9.
A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough.
And our key thought, spread the good news of Jesus. This is the final month of the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. If you've been reading all through the summer, you're doing awesome. And if you missed some days, you can always catch up. Finish reading through August for a chance to win an Amazon Echo Dot and a Bluetooth speaker. Find out how at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.